Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, August 17th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So today, the virtual Democratic convention begins. All right. And then next Monday, the virtual Republican National Convention begins. I've been covering these things for 20 years. I'm happy I don't have to go anywhere this year. I don't learn much at these conventions. It's a schmoozorama. I found them interesting for the first decade, and the last few were the most, I think, illuminating moment was Sarah Palin when John McCain chose her to be his VP candidate. That was an interesting experience. And then the day after that, I got a call from Barack Obama to come interview him in Pennsylvania. Actually, it was his PR guy, because we had been trying to get then Senator Obama. And he realized that Palin gave the McCain campaign some momentum. So he wanted to blunt that. And I didn't get to see John McCain's campaign speech in Cleveland. In Minneapolis, far different city back then than it is now, in Minneapolis, because I had to fly to get Senator Obama in York, Pennsylvania. So there was some drama for me in these conventions, and now there's not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the Trump bash fest unfold. I'm not going to cover it per se. I mean, you'll get all that on the network and cables. If somebody does something really outlandish or unusual or perceptive, smart, then I'll cover it. But I'm not in business for the political parties, either one of them. You know that. We will have comments on Joe Biden's speech this Thursday. I'm not going to be here on Friday, but I will have an extensive BillO'Reilly.com exposition for you. And the same thing with Donald Trump. I may tape something after Trump, because that week is a vacation week for me and I've got to cover it. So I may do that. It's not that I'm doing more for Trump than I am for Biden. So I'll be here for Biden, but I won't be there next week for Trump. But I'm on it. I mean, look, there's not going to be anything that happens in this election that you won't know about if you stay with us. Okay. The lead story tonight is the post office. Now, this is totally bogus, 100% fraud. So here's the truth. You ready? The Trump administration does not want mail-in balloting. Currently, six states allow everybody to vote by mail. They send ballots to you. Those states are Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, Washington State, and now New Jersey. I can tell you without any guessing or speculation, New Jersey simply cannot do mail-in voting. Trenton is incapable of it. I don't have anything to do with the post office. It's just a chaotic place. There's political corruption in Jersey. It has been since the War of 1812. Okay, it's just the way it is. I don't know the other states, Utah, that people tell me it works okay. But the Trump administration does not want mass mail-in voting. Now, let's separate it out. If you can't go to the polls, you request an absentee ballot. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, I've had to do that. But I always show up to polls if I can. That's different than mail-in voting. Now, mail-in voting is basically you request a mail-in, they'll send it to you, all right? But you can vote up to election day, all right, in many cases. In some cases, it's a week before. But no matter what it is, the post office is responsible for getting your ballot to the polling place in the capital of your state. Okay, well, 95% of the time it happens. They get it there, but 5% they don't. So then every vote counts and we have to wait and there's no postmarks and it's chaos. Come on, everyone knows that. And the worst part about it is in the states that have everybody gets a mail-in vote, the parties, primarily the Democratic Party, I have not heard the Republicans do this, but I'm sure they do. I haven't heard it. They go down the list and they isolate people who can't speak English, who are elderly people, and then the bundlers show up and they knock on the door. Just like I had a census guy knock on my door today. And I said, hey, I already did my census. And he goes, no, no. And I said, yes, yes, out of here.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Durham probe. All right, so this broke on Friday. Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith is pleading guilty to one count of making a false statement in the Russian collusion investigation. Okay? So Kleinsmith is the first one by the Durham investigation to be charged, and now he's pleading guilty. One count, though. So he's not going to do any jail time. Now, that looks to me to be a deal that Kleinsmith probably gave up other people. That's what President Trump thinks. All right, that Kleinsmith, in return for pleading guilty to one count, gave Durham other FBI people that did wrong things. That's speculation, but educated speculation. So on Friday, Rachel Maddow, who is the queen of Russian collusion conspiracies, had 1 hour to report this story. Didn't have to spend a lot of time on it. Just report it. Did she? No, didn't mention it. Not a mention. Mm-mm. And then on Sunday, you have 5 Sunday news programs. They run an hour each. ABC's This Week, that's our pal George Stephanopoulos. They didn't cover it. NBC's Meet the Press. No, couldn't get around to it. Didn't have time. CBS's Face the Nation. No. CNN State of the Union. Didn't cover it. That Jake Tapper couldn't squeeze that one in. But this was the most surprising. Fox News Sunday. Didn't cover it. Didn't mention it. Think the fix is in? Killing Crazy Horse, September 8th. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff as we get closer. You're going to love this book. This book tells the truth about your country. You need to know the truth about your country. Killing Crazy Horse, the Merciless Indian Wars in America. You can get it now on BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, all of that. Order in advance, you get it first. All right, quick break, and then we'll have a final thought on my ability to predict. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, I got an email. This is a final thought of the day from Stephen King, not Stephen King, the crazy guy in Maine, but Stephen King in Potomac, Maryland. Bill, you predicted months ago it would be a Biden-Harris ticket, way to go. And it's true, I had forgotten about it. But I did this on February 19th, 2019. Roll it.
But the smart money knows that the Democratic Party doesn't want a socialist because that ensures Donald Trump will win. They want somebody like Biden.
Now, Biden will put Kamala Harris on the second ticket. It'll be Biden-Harris. That'll hopefully calm down a Twitter mob.
Whoa! A year and a half ago. Now, look, I'm not a genius. I just pay attention. And I know this country. I know this country. And I think there's a backlash brewing against the far left trying to demolish America. I think I'll know better in October. In October, late October, I'll be able to call a race and I'll be able to tell you why. In the meantime, we'll have the best election coverage right here, the most honest, and we will not brook any dishonesty from the media. I will name the names every time they do it, like we did tonight with the Durham Report. We'll see you tomorrow.